It's a true story. It's about six American boys from different parts of these United States. What they had in common was their love of country, their innocence, their courage, and that overwhelming force called destiny, which threw them into one of the bloodiest battles in the history of modern warfare. February 23rd, 1945, they stood together, planted the stars and stripes on Mount Suribachi, a windswept piece of hell in the South Pacific. In a split second, the shutter clicked, the camera captured their image, and in a way, their souls. For their lives were changed forever, along with the course of World War II, and possibly the future of civilization as we know it. There were six Marines in that famous photograph from Iwo Jima, but only one man transcended the event, lived through the human slaughter, the survivor's guilt, and the undesired notoriety. Name was John Bradley. He grew up in Appleton, Wisconsin, a harmonious small town that evoked the comfortable feelings of a Norman Rockwell painting. His dad worked hard for the railroad, dreaming of a better life for his children. As a boy in the early 1930s, John walked home from school every day with a young neighborhood gal named Betty. After the war, they got married and raised eight children. And for 47 years, they enjoyed a great marriage. But in all that time, John talked only once to his wife about what happened on Iwo Jima. The famous photo was absent from the Bradley home, and if a noisy, nosy reporter intruded into his modest life, the children were instructed, simply say, "Your dad's gone on a extended fishing trip." Avoided talking to the press about Iwo Jima. In fact, he almost never talked to his own family about the nightmare he'd lived through. He built a wall around the war. There was no need to share the horrendous images that haunted him. He was a private man, chose to close the book on that traumatic chapter of his life. John was a pillar of his church and community. But at age 70, his big heart started to wear out. He passed away in 1994. To the very end, he was religious and humble. He thought he'd taken a deep secret to his grave, a truth he'd kept hidden nearly 50 years. A few days after the crowded funeral service, his family made an astonishing discovery. Buried deep in a closet in their dad's office, they found three heavy cardboard boxes, boxes that held the key to John's closely guarded past. A new universe opened up to the family. Inside those boxes were pictures, letters, citations, and honors that came to John Bradley as one of six flag raisers at Iwo Jima. Included was the historic picture of those Marines struggling to push the American flag through the wind on top of Mount Suribachi. After appearing on the front page of the New York Times, it galvanized our nation. Every newspaper in the United States reproduced and shot, and folks everywhere saw heroes, hope, victory, and a powerful image that finally replaced the defeatist vision of the Pacific Fleet sinking at Pearl Harbor. Somehow, this photo embodied the courage of America's soldiers and raised the spirit of an entire nation. There was also another astounding secret in these boxes. The veteran's family found a citation, which revealed that because of extraordinary valor, John Bradley had been awarded the Navy Cross. In his profound modesty, no one in the family even knew he'd received one of the nation's highest military honors. A few days after this revelation, John's son Jim flew back to his life as a writer on the East Coast. And he sat in his study and gazed at the photo framed on the wall. Dad was the most easily identifiable Marine in the picture. But the questions kept coming. Who were the other men in the photograph? Where did they come from? What happened back on Iwo Jima that made his dad bury the past and maintain such a respectful code of silence? Jim was determined to find out everything he could about the flag raisers of Iwo Jima and his father's part in the historic battle.